Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pehei Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We began Hilchas Sukkah yesterday, and we are in the middle of Siman Tof Reish Chav Vav, which deals with a Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan or Tachas Hagag. And we left off two lines from the bottom of Pehei Amud Aleph with the Mechaber. We had a number of different scenarios yesterday that we discussed when you had tree overhanging a Sukkah, and we continue in that discussion today. So we begin V'yesh Omer. Another opinion the Mechaber brings down is Shafilu imasuka tzilso merubim echamasa. Even if the kosher schach is more than the space in between the kosher schach, in other words, the tzel, the shadow from the kosher schach, is more than the sunlight coming through, which would be a normally kosher sukkah, below a ilan, not including any parts of the tree that are overhanging. For ilan chamaso merubim meitziloso, but the tree that's overhanging also is only in a very small amount, so there's more sun coming through than there is shade from the tree. So in this situation, im anfeo ilon michuvonim kineged schach hakosher psula. If the overhanging branches are kineged the kosher schach, so then in fact it's pasul. Now this is true, bein sheha ilon kodem, bein shesuka kodem. It doesn't make a difference which one came first, if the tree was there first or if the tree ultimately grew after the sukkah had been put up. Since the overhanging tree is kineged the kosher schach, so it makes it no good. What exactly is going on here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav. Svirulahu, the Mechaber is saying that this Yesh Omrim holds, shekol mashu tachas so'ilon kemandalei sedamya. Anything underneath the overhanging branches of the tree is as if it doesn't exist. Sheinu mashamish klum, it doesn't function as kosher schach. Kivin she'oyon meitzal olav, because the overhanging branches, the overhanging tree, is nullifying it, knocks it out. And therefore, vimkein minaschach hanishahu rachamoso meruba misiloso. The remaining schach, the schach has been partially canceled out. So all you have is the remaining schach. So let's say for argument's sake, you had 66% kosher schach and 33% space. So now you have overhanging branches, that's like 33%. It knocks off 33% of the schach, and you're left with only 33% of kosher schach. The knocked off schach is another 33%. The open air space is another 33%. So you have, in this situation, chama meruba mitzilasa. And therefore, it's no good. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, the im haschach shelo ilon, with the schach of the tree, that is no good, any yochel itztarif, av sheyeh ayidei zeh tzilso meruba mechamasa. It can't combine over here the incorrect, non-kosher schach of the tree with the remaining schach that is good, dos schach basul, because the schach of the tree that's attached to the ground is no good. And therefore, this is not good. So again, this concludes the Mechaber, really from yesterday's shir and today's shir, and now we start talking about the Ramah. Hagor, the Ramah says, miyu, however, im hishpil ho'anofim lamata, if you lower the branches from the tree that's attached to the ground to the level of the schach, hishpil ha'nofim lamata, the arvanim ha'schach, and you intertwine them and mix them with the kosher schach, and now she'ena nikar, and you can't tell the original branches that are attached to the ground, they look just like regular schach on top of the tree. In that situation, he brings down from the Rosh and the Ran, betalin vasuka k'sherin. Now, that schach is nullified by the kosher schach, and therefore, you now have chamoso that is less than siloso. In other words, the kosher schach now is able to go and make it into a kosher sukkah. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, and he says, ubazen, this situation, mahane, it's good, afilu im ein hasukkah tziloso merubah mechamoso by itself, below ilan. In this situation, let's say the kosher schach is 40%, and there's 20% of the non-kosher schach, but it can't combine in this situation, so you now have 60% blockage, only 40% sun, so therefore, in this situation, the tzelosa is meruba mechamasa, when you can combine them. Ukamola dea rishona, and this is similar to what the Bach and other achronim said, is the first opinion, and therefore, levachain siyam arama she'ena nikarin. It's not recognizable because if the kosher eschach in and of itself was actually more than the shade, was the shade of that was more than the sun, then even if the branches of the tree were recognizable, shari, it would still be good. tefilah shekasad lo kameh, as we're going to learn. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down v'yesh omrim. There are those that understand this differently. The ledeyo achron, according to this last opinion, zu lo mahani afilu b'sheishvil. Now this is no good, even if you lower the branches of the tree, unless Elohim came schach hasukot zilos mruv mechamasa below ilan. Only if the schach was 60%, let's say, it was more than the sun, not counting any of the branches of the tree. Ulamaisa, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Nochul lahachmir kavasayu. We should be machmir like the second opinion. Finally, Mishnah Berurah continues, Simkan Ches, and he says, V'im hoyot silosim aruba mechamasa, if the good schach, the shade, is more than the sun, afilu hoyu nikarim, then even if the trees that are pushed down are still recognizable, or, oh hayu menochim zeh agabi zeh, mamish, even if it's directly on top of the kosher schach, shari, then it still is a good kosher sukkah. Why? Because there is more of the kosher schach than there is the schach of the tree. However, on this, the yesh cholkin on zeh, there are those that disagree, and Dishavut number 10, he says, this would also be the opinion of the Chazon Ish, she'en lahachshir, you can't use such a sukkah, kishashach apostle nikar, if the apostle schach from the tree is still recognizable. And this is also the opinion of the Shona Halachos, who writes, Shinira, Shehichmir Chazonish, Gam Kishay Munochim Zagavze, even if it's one on top of the other, because the Schach Posel is recognizable, and ultimately he leaves it with a Tzorach Ian, but the Chazonish certainly says it's no good. Again, this is somewhat of a complicated sugya, and bottom line is, we're very careful, always try not to have any trees above your sukkah, because it can only lead to problems. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'chayinim hiniyach schach ha-kosher al schach ha-posul. If you put the kosher schach on top of the posul schach, that is also good. Mikrei Erev v'kosher. Under these circumstances, it is acceptable. And this opinion is from the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess explains, V'haynu, we're dealing here, kishoya schach ha-kosher merub al posul, that you're dealing with much more kosher schach than this posul schach. And if each of them is on the sukkah by itself, they're not intertwined at all. You just have one to the right of the other one, one to the left of the other one. Then ain't sarshia, but kosher rove can get apostle. Then you don't need to have a majority of kosher against the apostle. However, even if it's 50-50, the sukkah would be good. And this is the halacha Moshe Sinai. Do halacha Moshe Sinai. Ella, however, since it's very difficult to measure out exactly 50-50, and if it's 49 the wrong way, that's no good. So yesh lahadiv ma'af, it's better not to take a chance on 50-50 and make sure it's 51-49. Kemoshi is more of a simon tofer islam and aleph, like we're learning mitzvah shem in simon tofer islam and aleph, sivches, ayin shem, we'll wait till we get there to learn that. The mechaber now continues and he says, abol im ha'nofim kineged o'avir shebein asrach. He says, if the branches are in between the kosher eschach, so it's above and it's in between, and the spaces in between the kosher eschach, so Mechaber in this situation says that if these branches are in the air, shebein eschach kosher, in between the kosher eschach, now the Ramah says something which we'll get to in a moment, but let's just finish off the Mechaber, and he says, it is kshever, it is good in that situation, and now let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah gives another scenario which would also be kosher. He says, "O she'aschach harbe shafili notel neged ilan nishar kishir." He said, "There's so much kosher schach that even if you were to remove the kosher schach that is underneath the posel schach, you still have the majority of kosher schach, and therefore the Ramah says in this situation as well, kshera." In both of these scenarios, the Mechaber as well as the Ramah, they both say it would be kshera. And the Mechaber explains, "Hoel." The reasoning is v'tzel hakosher hu merubim echamos, because the kosher shade, the kosher schach, is more. It is a majority versus the lesser minority open sun. Shafil, and therefore, even if you notel ha'ilon, even if you remove the tree, yeshir b'kosher l'hafshir, you have enough kosher eschach, so it doesn't rely upon the shade at all of the non-kosher eschach, the tree. Nevertheless, the Mechaber concludes, v'chozeh lo shiny lon ben kodam ha'ilon l'kodam eschach, din echad lehem. And in both of these scenarios, it doesn't make a difference which one came first, whether the eschach was there and then the tree overhung it, or the tree was there first, and then the schach and the sukkah was put there afterwards, the same din applies. Again, this is a very complicated siman. We'll conclude it with learning the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph in Yud Beis. So Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, U'mashma min ha-poskim, it's clear for the poskim, d'chashvinon l'schach shekineged o'ilon kischach posel. the schach that is keneged the overhanging trees, that is considered like posel schach. And therefore, valkein in lahachshir elam kinu pachus me'arba tvachim besukah gedola. Therefore, as we'll learn later on, and Dishu footnote 11 points out, we'll see these dinim in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. It's only good over here as long as it's less than arba tvachim in a larger sukkah, besukah gedola, or pachus mishlosh tvachim miktana, or it has to be less than three tvachim in a smaller sukkah. Again, these dinim of when you have this scenario of such a large amount of non-kosher schach in a specific area, of four tvachim or three tvachim, a large sukkah, a small sukkah, we'll learn about these dinim in Mitzvah Shem when we get to Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. Mishnah Berurah Siman Katan Yud Beis tells us, Rotzeh Lomar, what the Mechaber was telling us over here is, the lo tikshe, don't ask the following question. Mai havei imo anofim kineged o'avir, if the branches are from the overhanging tree are kineged the open spaces, so then you have the kosher schach as well as this pasul schach over the sukkah. And therefore, if you were to take it away, and as long as you still have the majority of kosher schach, it's good. Therefore, the tree serves no function whatsoever. The belav tzel d'day, even without the tree's shade, you have kosher schach that's more than 50%. But to get around this, you need to have the majority of it being kosher ischach. If the minority then is kosher ischach and you need to combine them, so then that's a problem, as we already explained, l'chanal in sif katan yud. Again, this is one of the tougher seifim that we've had in a while. Sif base. Im kotza so ilon l'hachshiro, if you cut down this tree in order to make sure that the schach is now kosher ischach, so you cut the branches off the tree, and cut branches from a tree are perfectly good schach. So now it's kosher. The sukkah is perfectly good, but you should adjust and move each piece of the schach. We'll see in a moment what that means. Each piece by itself, and place it there, and do the same thing for each piece of kosher eschach that's now kosher eschach, before it was non-kosher eschach. Because if you don't, be in love, psula, it's actually no good, because of the psul, mishum tasch lo mina osu. Here we introduce for the first time this very important concept, that a sukkah, the schach, has to be put on after the sukkah is made. You can't put up the schach first and then put up the sukkah. That's called tasseh lo mina osu. That it has to be that you're putting the schach on the sukkah, and not that you have schach and then you build the sukkah around it. So if you had the branches that were attached to the ground on top of the sukkah, and now you cut those branches off from the tree, they're perfectly good schach, but they're already there. So therefore, that would be tase v'lo min ha'osui problem. And therefore, you have to adjust and move, pick up each one of those branches, and now you have kosher schach there, and it's perfectly good. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. Mishbur explains in Sif Kotan Yudalit, L'shem tzel, when you pick them up and put them down, you're doing this l'shem schach, l'shem tzel. V'ein tzarech l'anich l'shem sukkah, but you don't have to have in mind that you're doing this for the purposes of sukkah, but you're doing it for the purposes of tzel, for schach, that's good enough. Now, the issue footnote number 14 goes through how much you have to lift it up. So he says, u'shigamag b'yas haschach, when you're lifting up this schach, do you have to go lift it up all at once, and how much do you have to lift it up? So he brings down from the stipler gong, he says, if you're not picking it all up at one time, if you don't pick the entire branch up at one time, that's not considered moving it. This is the opinion of Yashin Satzal as well, who adds, even if it's one big mat, like a mat, like me, you have to lift the whole thing up at once. Not enough to lift one side and then the other side. That's what Rav Yashin Zatzal says, and the stipler gone. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal disagrees. He says, no, you can lift up one side, then put it down, and then lift up the other side. That would be fine as well. Likewise, the Shulchan Aruch said, Yagbiya kol echad levado, you have to pick up each piece by itself. So the stipler gon says over here, as well as Rav Yashin, they both say the same thing. And here, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, all of them Zatzal agree. You don't have to lift up each piece of the schach by itself. You just have to lift each piece up. And efshel lagbia kol echad levado, while you can do each one separately, you certainly don't have to. You can lift up a whole bunch of them together. Mutu gam lagbia kamanof biyachad. As long as you're lifting them all up, that's acceptable. How much do you have to lift them up? So in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he brings down Ma'at. You just have to lift them a little bit. This is the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal as well. Shein Shir Lagboa. There is no amount that you have to lift it up. B'day b'kach shemagbi esaschach ma'at mimekomo k'dei lachshiro. It's called that you put on schach if you just lift it up a little bit. On the other hand, Rabbi Yisrael Zatzal says, no, you have to lift it a tefach. And Rabbi Shteinman Zatzal says, imanicho b'yoso mokom, if you're leaving it in the same place, sorach lagbi a tefach. Then you have to lift it up a tefach. If you're moving it, then it's dai, even with less than a tefach. Mishabur continues and he says, im tochav yichur shel ilon, if you take a branch of a tree, and you plant it in the ground, you put it into the ground, ba'aretz, im anofim v'olim harbe, and it has lots of branches, has lots of leaves on it, and you put it there, hanging over the sukkah, l'shem tzel shel sukkah, l'shem tzel ala sukkah. So what you did is you detached it, and now you put it back in the ground, but it hasn't yet taken root. But you're using it now to overhang over the sukkah, that's how you're supporting it. And these branches are overhanging over the sukkah, that actually is kosher. It's not a problem. The she'im lo l'shem tzel, however, if you didn't do this for the purpose of schach, ukishigi is man sukkah, you say, hey, now, it's sukkah's time. I'd like to use this for shade, for schach, kibishiyel l'shem tzel. Now, if you're saying, wow, this is perfectly good schach, now it would be possible because of Yishuv Tasev Lo Min Osri, because when it originally was put into the ground, it wasn't for the purposes of Schach. However, Vim Hishrish, if it took root, then Afilu Techov L'Shem Tzel, even if you put it there for the express purposes of having Schach, now it's possible Yishuv B'chuber. Brings out from the Prima Gadim that, of course, Schach cannot be B'chuber. So again, here we were talking about where you had uprooted it, but you put it in the ground and let it hang over the sukkah. That was a convenient way that it should stay on place and not be blown away. So that's perfectly good if that was your intention. But if it wasn't your intention, then it's going to be a problem of tasev lumina asui. And certainly if it takes root, then it's a problem of mechubar. Now, Tishu foot number 15 asks an interesting question. Va'av she'aschach mechubar l'aretz v'takua ba, if it's planted into the ground, but it hasn't taken root, but it's put into the ground, so the she'el shuvas truvas adashin asks, in this situation, it's not possible. He explains, because it hasn't taken root, so it's not considered like it's mechubar l'karka. Even though it's attached to the ground, it's not considered mechubar l'karka. And in the next paragraph, for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, we're talking here, it's recognizable that it's not planted in the ground, that it just stuck into the ground. But he's left with a tzorchin whether this is good or not. Finally, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, avumutu laso sukkah tachas mechubar. You are allowed to make a sukkah underneath something that's like an attached tree to the ground, or a bayis, or there's a house above you, a roof, and then move the sukkah afterwards. Lasiro achakach. So you have one of these mobile sukkahs. You have a prefab type of a sukkah. You built it up near your house, and then you can move it out to your lawn or a backyard, away from the overhanging trees and away from the roof of your house. That's perfectly good. That's not a problem. Velo mikre tase velo mina osui. It's not cool that it was already made as a schach before you had the sukkah. Why is this different? He says, ho ve'ein apsul b'schach atzmo, because the psul is not in the schach. The psul was in the location. The schach was perfectly good. He brings down the name of the kolbo and the agos ashri. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Tezvav explains further. What the Rambam is telling us here is, you don't have to move the schach when you relocate the sukkah. You don't have to pick up each piece of the schach like we said before. Why? The Dai says, the bedin zeh modim kuliyama. Everybody agrees to this din. Even those that we're learning tomorrow share in the Ramah that disagree, like we'll learn there. Nevertheless, they're modim bedin zeh l'hokel. Everybody is meikel in this situation. As the Bach and Morgan will say, and go look in the Bach and the Morgan Avram for their explanations and details. This is one of the toughest shiurim we've had in a while, but with this Baruch Hashem, we conclude today's shiur.